Hello.
Yes, hi, it's Nathan with Family First.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so we can offer you 16 per hour.
Okay.
And also we have a $200 sign-on bonus.
Nice. Cool.
So just want to confirm, will you come in with us?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead and try calling the service coordinator right from here, and let's see if we're able to make contact, because I don't have a direct number, but we can try to get connected.
Yeah, it's through the insurance company, and then they'd be like,
Yeah.
"Oh, we'll call you back."
Yeah, so
Nice
let's try to
to
see, because they might be available, so let's try our luck, and let's just try, okay? I'll
Okay.
dial the number.
Choices, service coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
UPMC Service Coordination, Andrew speaking on a recorded line. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family First Care. I have her, Alika Pratt, who is the daughter of Arlene Pratt, one of your patients. So we're trying to get authorization for our company for the hours that she has. The service coordinator is Sean Orr. So,
okay, can I have your name again, please?
Sure. My name is Naftali.
Can you spell that for me, please?
It's N as Nancy, A, F as father, T as Tom, A, L, I.
Your NPI, your tax ID number, please?
Tax ID number is 822-843-555.
And your phone number?
My phone number is 267-551-7445.
Thank you. The participant's date of birth this is regarding, please?
The participant's date of birth is 31st, 1972.
What was the month?
January 31st, that's what I have.
January 31st, 1972. Thank you. Their first and last name?
Arlene Pratt.
Thank you. Can you also provide their phone number and address, please?
Sure. She recently requested to change the phone number. I'll give you both. I'm not sure if it's now on the system. So she had earlier for her daughter's number, Malika's number. She's here. 267-819-5796. Patient requested to change it. 453-049-707.
Thank you. And the home address?
The home 5300 Master Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19101.
Thank you. I do see that a message was sent over to the service coordinator regarding this. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold to see if you would be available?
Yes, hi.
Thanks. One moment. Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Yes.
Thank you for holding. I do apologize. I unfortunately was not able to get the service coordinator on the line. However, the message was sent yesterday, so he would have until the end of the business day Monday to call back.
Okay, are you able to send a new message for him?
I wouldn't be able to send a new one since the one was just sent yesterday, but I will note the account that you did call in again and have him follow up as soon as he can.
Yeah, and also if you can put in the note that we have Malika here on the line, who is the caregiver for the patients.
Okay, yep, absolutely. I can add that to the note. Anything else I could do for you?
No, thank you very much. There's no direct phone number where I can reach the service coordinator.
That is correct. You would have to call through this number to see if he would be available.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. I'll send an email. But in the meantime, just please speak to your mother that you should remember this name, Family First Care, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.